Welcome back to In the Moment. Lori Walsh is out. I am Keely Volpina, and it is time for us to look at this week's images of the past. And it focuses on the Black Hills Passion Play. Misty Caldwell is the director of Visit Spearfish. She joins us for this week's images of the past. Hi, Misty.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. Thanks for talking with us today. Sometimes we have images of the past that aren't very familiar to our audience members. I think most South Dakotans have some idea of the Black Hills Passion Play. This is a little different than some of the other discussions we have.
Absolutely. The Black Hills Passion Play was an iconic event, and its, you know, reputation lives today, so it's wonderful.
Tell us about these 69 summer seasons, what it included for audience members, and then we can talk about, you know, some of the history of the people that actually participated.
Sure. In its rich history, the Passion Play Amphitheater seated 6,000 visitors a night. There was seating for that, though the audiences weren't obviously always 6,000 a night. Being very visionary, the number of seats that were available hosted hundreds of thousands of people over those years. And differing years, depending on the economy, that ebbed and flowed. But as a general rule, those Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays hosted several thousand people an evening.
And what did those people see while they were there? What did they experience and hear?
It was the story of the last 7 days of Christ's life. Black Hills Passion Play came from Germany, and they did a touring theater early in its existence. Though over in Germany, we're talking this dating back hundreds of years prior to coming to the United States. And then once it did get to the United States, it was a traveling theater type of situation, and with some very rigorous work on the part of some pioneers in spearfish, the Black Hills Passion Play was able to land and find a permanent home here in the summer months. And so from there, people saw that entire, from the triumphal entry to the crucifixion and resurrection of Christ. That was the story they saw.
And what made spearfish the right place for this?
I think it was a variety of things. If you've ever been up to the Black Hills Passion Play Amphitheater, as it was, it has a natural setting in a hillside due to a very generous woman who gave up some pasture land and lived up there. And the view from the bottom and the top of the amphitheater is one of our crowning hills around Spearfish, which is Lookout Mountain. It just sat right down in that hillside, and amphitheater was built there. And, you know, that was the time when Guts and Borglum was building was carving Mount Rushmore. There were a host of things that brought Western South Dakota kind of to the forefront, though they had discussions of moving it to Missouri. And initially they had kind of stopped out in Sioux Falls because it was the one city in South Dakota that was large enough compared to other venues they had sought. But ultimately, it was actually my great-grandfather, who was the chairperson of the focus group, that talked him into coming and visiting the Black Hills. So.
How interesting. What else do you know about your great-grandfather's work with this?
Well, there was a group of people throughout the Black Hills communities. It wasn't just spearfish specifically, but, you know, really recognizing the opportunities for tourism that existed on, you know, in the western side of the state within the Black Hills. So they worked very diligently to explain, you know, how this would be a great venue to start that tourism trend for the area, in addition to Mount Rushmore. So, you know, those selling points, and really, if you've been to the area and been to spearfish, understanding, you know, having Spearfish Canyon here, the aesthetics of the area, and the timing of it was just ripe for that type of thing to come to the Black Hills.
Let's talk about the people who participated and performed in the Passion Play, because there are some fun stories rooted in those actors and their personal lives.
Absolutely.
So when we're talking about, kind of the two leads had a connection off stage, in addition to their performances.
Absolutely. Mr. Joseph and Mrs. Claire Meyer Mr. Meyer played the role of Christ, and Claire Meyer actually started out as Mary Magdalene and eventually became more known for her role as Mary, the mother of Jesus. And so, yes, they definitely had a connection off stage as well. And then later in the years, their daughter, who she and her husband moved back to the area, took on some of the roles and then also obviously ran the business. So there's a lot of familial things going on there that made it very successful.
And so did the Myers come to the play as the Myers, or did, and you know, work through these roles after being married, or did they meet somewhat connected to it?
They met, and then within 2 years of the play coming to be, they were married, is my understanding. The dates may be a bit off, but sure. I believe that is the case.
Okay. And there are people, this ran for so long that there are many people that feel connections to these performances. Mm-hmm. And what, kind of tell me what led to this decline and why it eventually stopped?
Well, I think there are different trends and, you know, life changes and economy changes. I wouldn't be able to speak to the last years of the Passion Play. I would leave that to the Meyer family, as it was a personal decision to not continue the play and or sell it. But I do know that over the years, I was lucky enough to perform in it from my literally being a toddler until performing in it and graduating from college as an employee. And we saw, even through, that would have been through the early 90s, we still were seeing exceptional crowds from Memorial Day to Labor Day weekend in the several thousands or a couple thousand at least every night. So later in its the duration of the play, different demographic changes, interests, technology, I really wouldn't be able to pinpoint how that waned. But they did make a decision as a family to discontinue the play.
Misty Caldwell, we are talking about the segment Images of the Past, and that really focuses mm-hmm. on South Dakota history and film photos mm-hmm. and video. Is there a photo or a video that really stands out to you that you can describe to our audience to help us understand, kind of one of those iconic images that when you think about the Passion Play, that's what you see?
Oh, absolutely. And as I said, I had the luxury of seeing it from both sides. So I can tell you one of my favorite memories is the very first time I was selected as a temple dancer to be participating in it, looking out into a mid-July crowd. And as a 14-year-old young woman, looking out into a crowd of thousands, and the opportunity that was presented to me to build that confidence and to participate in something that for me personally was very meaningful, but also as a kind of a rite of passage to say, wow, this is an opportunity I've been given. It gave me a lot of confidence. And just to be able to perform on behalf of the Meyer family and represent them well, I can still see that crowd. I can still see the sun, going down behind it. So from that perspective, the opportunities that are presented to so many youth and adults from the Meyer family, that is a lasting memory. Now, on the audience side, again, having worked there many, many summers as an usher and also as a program seller, as we grow up, we all see pictures of the Last Supper. You see paintings, you see murals, you see them in books. But to see that living, breathing activity happening, the lights dark, with the exception of the table, the washing of the feet, it's a very emotional time. Understanding what is there, and for that to come to life is a scene that will forever stick with me. Before the play starts, another scene that sticks with me is, as I had mentioned earlier, in the building of the amphitheater itself. When you're standing at the top of the amphitheater, when you enter it, the view of Spearfish itself, you are on top of the world there. You're on you're high up. You can see the whole town around you, and you're looking straight at Lookout Mountain. It's just really a sight to behold. And finally, the scene of the crucifixion. Spearfish is built, and the amphitheater naturally sits within an area where people actually climbed up to Golgotha, where he was crucified. And then the townspeople run and scream, and the reality of what has happened is set in. Those late night scenes with oftentimes the natural background of a lightning storm off in the distance, I think those are memories that stick with people who have seen it. And you forever taken away. It's not just a play. It really was an experience.
Sure. So when you look at the photos of people, you know, dressed from the period of
Absolutely.
People with the cross. There, I mean, it really is literally just a snapshot of an experience that brought a story and reminded audience members that these were real people who lived through this,
Absolutely.
Regardless of what they're,
Absolutely.
You know, where they fall on any sort of faith
Sure.
spectrum.
Yep, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I love that idea that looking out into thousands of people, I'm not exactly sure how you did that. So nice work.
But you didn't know better because, as I said, we started this when we were 3 years old and you had rites of passage and the different attire you were allowed to wear, the different scenes in which you were allowed to act, the different things you could try out and then you had to train for. All of those things were genuinely rites of passage that we as Spearfish children, I mean, children of the community, that was where you were, that's where you spent your Tuesday and Thursday and Sunday nights. And so, yes, I have years and actually going on 2 decades of memories from there, you know, so it's, yes, all those are meaningful and they did teach you a lot about community and
right.
Theater, and it was just, yeah, it was a very meaningful experience.
Misty Caldwell, thank you for your personal take on this week's Images of the Past. You're director of Visit Spearfish. Thanks again.
Thank you for the opportunity.